I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media, your guide to technology and the modern world. Apple holds a press conference today about the iPhone 4, which supposedly drops calls when you touch the antenna sometimes. Will Apple recall all iPhones? Deny everything? We'll keep you updated at futuretense.publicradio.org throughout the day. If you'd asked me what I thought of Old Spice a few months ago, I'd have said, oh yeah, that stuff my dad used to use. But Old Spice has used new media to reinvent itself. It started with a TV commercial.
Anything is possible when your man smells like Old Spice and not a lady. I'm on a horse.
That's actor Isaiah Mustafa. The TV spot was a hit. People sent each other the video by email and Facebook. This week, Old Spice and ad agency Wieden Kennedy upped the ante, releasing over 170 web videos where Mustafa's character responds to people who've commented about him online. Everyone from celebrities.
Alyssa Milano tweets, genius. Shirtless Old Spice guy replies on Twitter via hilarious personalized videos.
To regular people.
Infro17 asks, are eyebrows considered facial hair? Infro17, I hope for the sake of all men's that eyebrows are not considered facial hair. Because if they were, then all women would have facial hair over their eyes.
Ian Tate is Global Interactive Executive Creative Director at Wieden Kennedy. He says after the first commercials were such a hit online, the next step seemed clear.
I think we sort of looked at each other and went, you know, wouldn't it be interesting if we put him in a room and actually allowed him to respond to his fans?
Eric Baldwin and Jason Bagley are creative directors at the agency. They, along with two other people, filmed all the spots using a specially built piece of software.
It allowed us to pull comments from all over the web, tweets, Facebook, everything, into an application where using this application, we would pick the comments we wanted to respond to. And the four of us would just crank away writing responses. It was very, very collaborative. We were, you know, kind of passing our computers back and forth, just all sort of blending together. And then one of us would always be directing. So three of us would always be writing, and one of us would direct. And then when we would get tired, we would switch. And that application, along with the four of us working constantly, allowed us to, in some cases, get a comment and have a video response back on the web in as little as 10 minutes.
Well, it sounds exhausting for you guys, but poor Isaiah Mustafa's standing up and acting the whole time in a towel for a couple of days. How did he hold up?
He's amazing. He's a former football player. He just went at it. You know, the first day we were kind of ironing things out, and on the second day we told him we wanted to get 100, and he just you know kind of clapped his hands and said, "Let's do it." And on the final day, you know, we told him we wanted to get as many done as we could, and he was like, "Let's do it." He's like, "Let's get 150." You know, it was all kind of sports and ready to go, and you know, he had a little ab roller thing that he was doing in between takes.
So, is this the future of advertising? Dave Curry is director of interactive development at Pop, a Seattle digital agency. He loves the Old Spice campaign, and he says, "Get ready for a lot more like it."
There's a new level of engagement that a brand can have with a consumer that we haven't really seen before. You know, in the past, it was you put up your marketing site and the consumers don't interact with it at all. Now, interaction is key and vital, and it has to be part of everything. What we're seeing here, I mean, this is the future of marketing. It's only going to go farther from where we're at right now.
You can see a bunch of these spots at futuretense.publicradio.org. Some other stories we're following online. Blogs are a popular form of communication in China, particularly to express political dissent. But it appears that dozens of popular blogs in China have been shut down by the government this week. Bloggers report writing posts for their sites, but when they go to publish them, the blog has been deleted. And as Apple deals with the controversy over lost calls on the iPhone 4, Bloomberg is reporting that Steve Jobs was warned about the antenna problem by one of his top engineers prior to the iPhone 4 launching. Meanwhile, New York Senator Charles Schumer is now calling on Apple to fix the problem at no cost to customers. You can find us on Twitter. We're at Future Tense APM. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.
Future Tense is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about today's news at news.gather.com.